So my wife and I go biking all the time. We bike for about 2 hours every weekend, and we're currently working our way through Santa Rosa County around Garcon Point, the east side there, south of I-10, east of 87. Well, I guess it's not Garcon Point, but east of 87. Sorry, farther along. Anyway, but that's where we are right now, and I happen to be biking, and it was late at night, and we came on Charlois Road, I think is how you say it. Charlois would be the French, but I think it's Charlois is how we say it. It was an enormous borrow pit. Like, I don't know, 80, 100 feet deep. And the only thing separating the road, Charlois, from the pit was maybe 3 to 4 foot hastily made berm, it looked like. I was actually a little uncomfortable standing on the berm looking over into the pit. Big safety concern, if you ask me, and I am told that this is the same pit where those children passed away several years ago. Obviously, been a lot of talk about safety around pits in Santa Rosa County recently. Brad Baker, who is the assistant county administrator, he's on the phone with us. Hey, Brad, welcome back to the show. Good to talk to you again. You have some information about where we are with the kind of the safety concerns around that pit?
Sure, and there are definitely safety concerns, and we recognize that. It's been a kind of ongoing battle with our weather. Back during the storm, we had a blowout there and did a temporary patch, which then we got, the heavy rainfalls we've been getting over the last several months and had another blowout there. So we've been working with the owner, with Public Works. We did some grading of that ditch, reinforced the berm. The owner has planned to reinforce it from the inside, divert some other water flow. So, we're trying to get the water to go on down to a better area to turn off of Charlois Road. And, we understand that there needs to be a fence there, but, we don't want to disturb that soil until we're comfortable that what we have done is going to be the long-term fix, and then we'll make sure the owner does refence that portion of it. Obviously, if you say you're riding bikes out there, you didn't see it before. There was a wooded section there. Now that has all collapsed into the pit. So we're concerned. The owner's concerned. We're working with them, and I just want to give you that kind of update.
No,
of
that's,
course,
that's
you know, the tropics are active out there, and
yeah,
you keep an eye on that one coming this weekend. So.
No, I fully agree with that. And by the way, so what I heard you saying, I just want to make sure I understand, is that there was actually more land there before that had trees. And I know that's true for most of the stretch of it. It was just that one portion that stuck out to us where there's neither trees nor fence. My concern would be, if it's that susceptible to erosion, is this not a case where we're concerned about that erosion encroaching toward the road and maybe taking out the road itself?
We were, and that's why we approached the owner and determined this needed to be, a partial fix on their side, and then some additional, easement stuff that we could do to encourage that water to flow on down to a better established area a little bit further south of that location. And we had the grade to do that, and our Public Works team's been out there working with the owner and up doing our improvements to try to fix that issue.
No, very good. And just one last quick clarification is, we went a little farther down and we saw that the gate was open, and this is like 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. Is there a requirement for gate control in terms of these pits? I know the fence restrictions that are still in place, but is there is the gate supposed to be locked? Is that something that's just generally supposed to be done?
I don't have a good answer. They do have to be gated. I will get back on that
okay. With
you and let you know. I'm fairly new up in position, so I don't know the answer to every question, but
fine.
I will go find that out about the gate. And I know they are doing some active hauling in that, because we discussed that and saw them while we were out there. But yes, I will research that as well.
And you know what's actually kind of my favorite part about this conversation is, I saw it, and it's in a very kind of remote to get to sort of place in the county. And the fact is that, we weren't the first to discover this. You guys were already aware of it and working with the owners and operators, and have been for some time now. And so, the idea that the county is just not even aware of stuff, you clearly are, and you're working on making it as safe as possible. So I appreciate that. And Brad, I always appreciate somebody who says they don't know the answer, but they'll try to find out. That's the number one best thing that a person can say. We will, of course, keep our eyes on the tropics, especially what's this maybe thing coming towards our west, and we hope it stays that way, but we'll keep our eye on that. Brad Baker, Assistant County Administrator. By the way, congratulations on being made at least the interim county administrator sort of officially the other day. Thanks for the time and thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You bet.